Thank you so much for calling, Samantha here.
Yes.
Hi,
Hello.
I believe it's Jean, right?
This is Jean. Yes.
Hi, Jean, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good. Ella is your project manager, I believe.
No, I want to speak to Don Rose, the person who did the contract.
Don Rhodes is no longer a part of our company. He was terminated a while back. What is this regarding? Maybe I
How
can
long
help.
back? Who are you?
I'm from the compliance team. I look into concerns and issues if there are any. So what do you need from me?
Okay. What I need from you now is that I'd like to get my money back because this has been going back and forth. When I first signed, before I signed the contract that had Don Rose's name on it, did they have the publisher? Did they, had the publisher app? Because that's why I had put it in, put my book in within the publisher. And then I also asked for the copyright in there. Everything for had been in there. Later on down the line, and they're saying, "Oh, you don't have the copyright." And they're saying, "No, they paid for that because I had two books. I had paid for that. Now I'm presenting the book." They're saying they can't get it because the publisher, could I put it in Word? That means I would have to go put all my work in Word. And it's like if you're a publishing company, then you have access to get it out of or put it in Word yourself instead of me going through it. It's just too much going back and forth. So I just like to get my money back. And just start on over. I already had my ISBN number and my barcode. I already had that myself.
Okay, and what about the copyrights? What's going on with that?
I was going to do the copy. They supposed to have given me two mock-up copies so I could see how I was, and I was going to pay for the copyright.
Okay, and who had this discussion with you, if you don't mind me asking?
Who had discussed with me for what?
The copyrights thing.
It was Janice and Samantha.
Okay, all right. Now, at this point of time, what exactly is the concern that you have?
I'd just like to get my money back.
And the reason for that is?
Because it's going on too long. Are you a publishing company?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so you could have access to all types of files, right? If I could be a publisher, you should be able to get it some kind of way.
Okay. Sometimes what happens, we ask for editable files because the files that are not editable, for example, if we are talking about a PDF, okay? Let me just give you a big example. If it's a PDF and if I convert that into a Word file in order to edit the book or that particular file, what's going to happen is that all the indentation, formatting, layout, typesetting, all of that is going to get messed up. That means instead, for example, if I wanted to change a word in that file, instead of just changing a word now, I have the entire book to format and set the alignment of it. That's the major problem with non-editable files. I know that what you're saying, it's true. We should have access to any file, but there are some limitations and restrictions when it comes to certain software, certain applications, and file formats. So it's something that is genuine. I mean, if you have an issue providing an editable file, we can work on the PDF, but then there will be another issue that you'll be raising. Because, of course, formatting an entire book, again, setting up the pagination and the typesetting, that's going to take time. So, for example, if it was going to take like 5 minutes to make that particular change in your file, that will now convert into at least an hour or two or a day. It depends on the manuscript, how long it is, and what kind of mess we are looking at. So then, of course, you're going to have this concern that we are taking a lot of time to fix the file, right?
We already took time enough. So, but for me to put it in Word, that's going to take a lot of my time. Because now I have to take it from publisher and try to convert it to a Word. So okay. I mean, I've had to do a whole typing all over again. I had to go through a whole bunch of uncertain stuff all over again. So when that was the case, I mean, if I was told no, I would have just went on and did it from Word from the beginning.
I did it. I understand.
No, you're not understanding me because you keep trying to say, if I do it this way, I can do it that way. I have to do this.
I'm actually trying to help you out. At this point of time, I will need to speak to your team and the project manager as well. I've noted down your case. I've documented this call as well. Don't worry. I'm on your side. I'm going to resolve this, okay? I don't want you to panic, all right? I'm going to get back to you. What is it? Let me just check.
I cannot hear you.